International aid organisations providing assistance to civilians in Gaza are calling for an urgent end to an expected Israeli ground invasion of Rafah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare a plan for the evacuation of much of the population of the southern Gaza city. Israel claims Rafah is the last remaining Hamas stronghold and it needs to send in troops to complete its war plan against the group. The UN estimates 1.4 million Palestinians are sheltering in Rafah after fleeing fighting elsewhere in Gaza. Jennifer Tierney, the executive director of Médecins Sans Frontières Australia, has told SBS News civilians around Rafah are experiencing what she calls a compound medical emergency.
They have very limited access to clean water. Many of them have sustained wounds and now they're suffering terrible infections that we're unable to address because of the sanitary condition. The malnutrition situation is getting quite desperate. And people cannot access basic care for things like, you know, births of premature babies. You know, we're sending babies home who should be hospitalized, but the hospitals aren't safe. And to, you know, create an even worse situation for Gazans is just unthinkable, truly unthinkable.